Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open this morning, this beautiful Tuesday morning. There is no rain out there that I can see right now. 884-9910. And, of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Received a email recently that asked me if I listen to Fox News when it's on, you know, while I'm sitting here looking at things and wondering what I'm going to be talking about. And yeah, I do. I always listen to Fox News. So I found it rather disheartening that the last story in that newscast was about Jeffrey Epstein, and that the two guards have now been charged with the falsifying records and all that good stuff. And they didn't cover the most important part of the story. You know, they said that the guards are saying they're scapegoats. But the Bureau of Prisons director, Kathleen Sawyer, she was speaking formally with Lindsey Graham. And Lindsey Graham was asking her questions that were more important. And the bombshell is that we've all known. Sawyer announced that the FBI is investigating Epstein's death to see if a criminal enterprise took place. A criminal enterprise. Even Graham had to reiterate it. So are you both looking at, is the FBI looking at both? With a case this high profile, there has got to be either a major malfunction of a system or a criminal enterprise at foot to allow this to happen. And she says yes, that the FBI is involved and they are looking at criminal enterprise. Because Epstein's brother, Mark, has been pushing all along that the autopsy shows more than just a hanging. It shows manipulation. It shows murder. There's marks on the wrists. There's marks on the shoulders. So we'll see what actually becomes of this. When you ask, I mean, look at the, and you have to wonder if they're taking this, that the American people are not going to take this lying down with the meme that just is viral everywhere. Even being fished out, if you've seen the video, out of fish's stomachs from the ocean. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Hey, happy Tuesday to you. Just wanted to get off that off my chest because it was first and foremost in mind that, yes, I'm answering an email, that, yes, I do listen to Fox News. Somebody was complaining about, you know, the commercials that we run, the Fox News, and it just, it drives me crazy that people disagree with one thing. So you're wrong on everything. I can't take you seriously. I can't look at you, throw my hands up. Ugh. There is nobody out there Even my husband and I, who agree on 99% of everything, nobody is ever going to agree on everything. That doesn't mean that you have to throw your hands up in disgust. It doesn't mean that you turn away from people, that you stop listening to other people's ideas. It just means you work harder to come to a consensus on something that everybody can work with. Unlike the Democrats, who just try to push things down your throats, who could not come to a consensus on impeaching Trump, even other Democrats were falling through and saying, oh, this is a really bad idea. This is not working. I'm losing voters. So we'll see how the impeachment hearings go, or when we hear from Pelosi. 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk stations. For all of Northern Nevada, whatever you want to talk about, I'm here for you. No subject off limits. Let me tell you, I've had some interesting Facebook requests to be friends. Because I always go through, and I mean, when you're in a position like mine, you want to be nice and you want to be friendly to everybody. But I do go through people's sites before I agree to let somebody onto mine. I mean, I'm not going to have you take up my time and my listeners' time and my friends' times with, you know, stupid BS trolls. So when there's hateful or disgusting stuff on their sites, I don't let them on. So as I was going through some people's requests to join my Facebook site, I found it very interesting. But it just reminds me that we have to stay connected any way possible. Seems like every turn we make, we're getting shut off. You know, Facebook is shutting this down. Well, if Facebook deleted that, go to Twitter. If Twitter deleted that, go to Instagram. It's just, you have ways of communicating with people, with staying in touch. And that's what you need. Or text, just like somebody just texted me. Communication is vital. Vital. And I have a feeling, just my feeling, we might just lose that here not too far from now. We're coming up on Christmas. I know. We haven't even had Thanksgiving yet. Get over it. It's the world we live in. It's all about consumerism. And, you know, heaven knows I believe in capitalism. But why just buy a bunch of crap for Christmas? Looking at the world the way that it is, the things that we are going through, I don't know what woke me up last night, but it freaked me out because just as I woke up, not more than 3 seconds later, the power went out. I have so much white noise around me that it's actually, it scares you. It kind of, when the power goes out. You know, the massage on the bed goes off. The fan that I constantly have on goes off. So you notice it. That was the first thing I asked my husband when I got up this morning. What the hell happened last night? Well, they say that it was, you know, technical, you know. I've noticed that a number of people from Envy Energy have been friending me on Facebook. I hope that's a good thing. I hope that's not going to be one of those every time I say something about Envy Energy, you know, they're going to start complaining and being, you know, took a sore. But I find that a lot of the information, the good information I get, is from people who want to stay anonymous, people who work for different companies. Because I have pointed out already that I really hope, I hope and I hope and I hope, Envy Energy doesn't or isn't turning into PG&E. I really hope. This is, what, the second outage in a week and a half? We're going into a very cold, very windy season here. So I'm suspicious. But stick around, because when we come back on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk, we're going to talk about the holidays coming up and what you should be thinking about. 884-9910, no topic off limits. We'll be right back after this on The Monica Jay Show.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
This Friday, Max Casino, Salvation Army Turkey Drive. We'll be down there with all of our sister stations from 7 to 7, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So we hope to see you there. Do something for the community and drop off a bird or some delicious side dishes. 884-9910 on The Monica Jay Show on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Dave this morning. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Monica. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. What are you thinking about today?
Well, I just have one little statement. I've been watching the impeachment proceedings this morning.
And the farce?
What I've come to the conclusion is this. It doesn't make me mad that they lie to me, the Democrats. What really makes me mad is they think I'm stupid enough to believe it.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, a big one. Just, and that's truly what they believe.
Yeah, it's like they think they're talking to all of their followers, and they think the rest of us are stupid enough to follow that too. And I just, it's just something that blows my mind that it's almost like talking down to us. That you're expected to believe what they're presenting there, and they have nothing. They're desperate.
Well, they also believe, because they are in positions of extreme power, that they are to be believed and that they are to be trusted and that they are doing what's best for the country. And like I said just a second ago, it's just a farce. You know, these people are only in it for power, for what they can do for themselves and what they can do for their families, especially Nancy Pelosi and her long lineage in California.
Well, it's everybody over here knows exactly what she's like and who she is. And Adam Schiff the same way.
I don't understand, Dave, how other people can look at her district, at Maxine Waters' district, at Swalwell's district. I mean, the list goes on and on. At the Schiff's district. And look at California. And honestly think that these are the people that we want making the decisions in Washington, D.C. when they can't even handle a state.
I agree. And you know, I'm hoping Mark Amadei is listening to this too, because Mark
He
Mark
doesn't.
Mark takes a stand for the most part. But I can tell you this, that if Mark doesn't really buckle down and get tough on this, and the rest of the Republicans don't get tough against this, if they don't start joining forces like the Democrats do, we'll have to vote them out. We're going to have to, they're getting so extreme one way, we're going to have to get the extreme the other way. Sad to say.
Well, and
I see no cooperation between the parties anymore. Not going to happen.
We just heard it from Dina Titus, okay, down in Las Vegas. This is how they work. She tells a cheering crowd, I'd like to impeach that beetard right now.
Yep.
You know, do Republicans even act like they have that kind of spine or that kind of backbone? A couple of them do. Jim Jordan does, but nobody else.
Jim Jordan, it really makes a fool out of Schiff, and I love it. He's probably my favorite right now on there.
Yeah, mine too.
You know, he
since
takes
Trey
the gloves
Gowdy
off
got out,
boxes. Yeah, and sad to say he did, but I'm expecting him some way or another, if Trump's reelected, I'm expecting him to come in somewhere. I really do.
Well, that's
why he
didn't
leave
he's actually
for his own purpose.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if you know this, but he's actually Trey Gowdy is a part of Trump's legal team.
Yeah,
with Rudy Giuliani, he works under Rudy. So
he's kind of hush hush about that, but that's okay because Trey is the backbone of being under Giuliani. You know, they try to make Giuliani look bad. Well, he's bad in a good way.
Yeah.
He's tough.
He gets to the meat of things, and, he's tough. And we need more tough Republicans that are actually Republicans, you know. And
correct.
And unfortunately, you know, somebody sent me an email not too long ago, and the whole thing with voting these rhinos out, okay, voting Heller out, if people think that voting Amadei out is going to work— Because of voting those rhinos out, we now have Democrats in control. So again, you go back to that question. Do you vote out the rhino and hold them accountable, or do you keep them in and keep the Democrats out of those seats?
The problem is when you vote out one of them, the problem we ran into, what I'm seeing that we're running into as far as the Republican Party is, We vote them out because they're rhinos, but we're not giving them. We're not trying to replace them with a good, strong Republican with a backbone.
Right.
It's still on the weak side. So shame on us for voting them out without replacing them with somebody good and strong.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and that's Dave. That's why I go back to the. That's why I go back to the primary. You know, general election, it's us versus them, literally. But the primary, that's where you have to have those strong Republicans come forward, run for office, run against the Hellers, run against the names people know, and just hopefully have faith and run a good campaign that you need strong Republicans in there and not rhinos.
I agree. We seem to our Republicans seem to still hang on to this little bit of being politically correct. You would think that they would learn that Trump was far from politically correct and he won. You would think that they would follow in that, but they still want to hang on to that old school way. Fortunately, Jim Jordan is not one of them. I don't think Ted Cruz is one of them either. And there's a few other ones in there. Trey Gowdy was one of them. He was based on fact, not politically correct. And we need to get more of that back in, strengthen our party, and the party needs to stick together. And the goofballs like Mitt Romney needs to be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, people are definitely tired of the PC attitude. And it shows literally in everything, because even South Park is making fun of it, which is an adult cartoon. You know,
right.
when South Park gets a hold of you, you know people are tired. So, Dave, thank you so much for the call. And, you know, keep that strong backbone and get real Republicans elected. So look forward to hearing from you again. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. What do you want to talk about today? I'm going to carry on that Christmas thought or holiday thought coming up in the next segment. 884-9910. I know it's too early to be thinking about Christmas, but I do want you to think about this. You can also send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. All right. Whatever you want to talk about, no topic, off limits. And I've got some juicy ones coming up here in just minutes. But right now, we're the home of Fox News, so let's get an update.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
That is a pretty easy way to remember it. Live and local FM Talk, The Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. Monica@991fmtalk.com if you want to shoot me a quick email, just like this person did. I love this. The words escape me. Sending this to you first. I'll send it out to the others later today or tomorrow. I'm not going to make that comment about the RGJ. It's an official Reno park. Homeless are free ranging. Thanks to Paul W. and QOL, Picket Park is now cleaned up, but they just moved across the river. So Jeff is sending me pictures of Moana Park. Homeless camps continue to grow, expanding into Moana Park. Something that I was talking about earlier about, we don't have control over, or at least I don't, because this is a business. Whether you like it or not, this is a business. Everybody has their own opinions. Everybody has their likes and dislikes. And when it comes to advertising, unless it's something, totally offensive and off the wall, you cannot deny people the access to advertising. And so as I was driving in this morning and I was listening to Tom Steyer and his son professing all of the wonderful things about his father and that he's going to be giving away his fortune, he signed that pledge. Well, we see how people react to signing pledges. Like that sheriff out in Humboldt County. Yeah, I'll protect the Second Amendment and go against the governor. And now he's not. I got to check into that recall effort. I have to see how that's going. That presidential candidate, Tom Steyer, has a home in Glenbrook. So, to my knowledge, I thought Glenbrook was Washoe County. So if you have a home, technically, in Washoe County, please correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it's California. I've never been to Glenbrook. I don't have a house there, so they don't have a private beach. Why should I go there? Why should I see how the other half lives? If you are so concerned, and all the multimillionaires and a few billionaires that live here, why don't you pitch in and do something for Washoe County? buy a piece of property. Doesn't have to be in the middle of everything. For people that are truly homeless and in need. Or vagrants. Do it for the vagrants, too. They need a life. Put a big warehouse on it. Put a couple of different warehouses on it. Get some volunteer services in there for mental health, for addiction, even drug addiction. I'm not just drug addiction, but even gambling addiction. Now, gambling actually leads some people to homelessness because it is an addiction. It is that thing in your mind, that chemical, that high you get that you just lost this month's rent. Rather than a foundation putting $5 million into a police station that's being built on a piece of property that, you know, would have been just fine for a new shelter, if that's what the big problem over at the shelter being run by VOA is, I could come up with something decent for $5 million. Do something. Stop just talking about it. Because that's all that's happening right now. And QOL knows it, Quality of Life Reno. They know it as well as I do. The people working with them know it as well as I do. When you go clean up one park, vagrants are just going to move to another park. They're just going to keep moving around and into your neighborhood looking for a place where the man won't hassle them. Because QOL is actually offering help. If you are serious about getting clean, if you are serious about getting a job, if you are serious about having your own place to live, they can do that in one day. But you have to want it. So rather than just moving the vagrancy around into your neighborhood, because the city and the county really aren't doing that much. They say they are, but you're the person out on the street. You know they're not. The numbers are going up, not down. The problems of being harassed by aggressive panhandling is only going up. I get the emails. I read my emails. I don't ignore them like some people, you know, on that CHAB thing, which is a complete waste of time, and I don't even think they put any resources into it. Once again, it's just county representatives and city representatives, the people who are on the council and on the commission. Just sitting there, nodding their heads, listening to people who are trying to give them information. Like little bobblehead dolls. They could just be replaced with little bobblehead dolls. Log on to QOL-Reno.org. Check out the hot sheet. And, well, drive by Moana Park now. Because these are some interesting pictures. One little homeless encampment, at least they're trying. They've got one of those big green dumpsters from waste management. One of the residential ones. I don't know how they got that, but they got one of those with them. So there you go. All right. Let's get back to the holidays. As I first started my rant this morning that I was almost late, my husband had to come in and wake me up. I knew the power was out. So I told him in the middle of the night, I said, come get me up at 9 o'clock. Seems to be happening more. Not because of somebody driving into a transformer pole or something like that, but because of technical difficulties. Just got an email this morning. California is planning another outage for my family. Fortunately, my husband and I had the means to be able to buy my mother a generator. Not everybody has that. So I urge you. I know, I urge you to do so much, but I urge you. Rather than giving somebody another ugly sweater that they're either going to return or don't like, a tie, a jogging suit, some knickknack for the house that's just going to sit on a shelf or hang on a wall. Why don't you do something that is appreciated because people don't think and they don't do it for themselves? Everybody in my family, both of my nephews, my parents already got them, both of my nephews, my sister-in-law, they're getting flashlights. They're getting batteries. They're getting those little camping lanterns where you just pop them up and it's a nice bright lantern. What can you think of giving somebody this year? Ladies, what do you think your husband would say about a new generator? But just don't go buy one of those, you know, the big box store generics. Get something that can actually keep your family safe. Because I think these power outages, ooh, it's just in the middle of the night. Alarm clocks are set. Yeah, I've got a battery in mine, but people still live and still function in the middle of the night. Doesn't matter what time of day you decide to flip the switch. Power outages are an inconvenience. They're a health concern for people who have machines plugged in. And I am getting very concerned about what we are going into, not only for the winter, but for the future. Very concerned. I had the Secretary of Energy on, Deputy Secretary, not too long ago. He flat out said they only have to hit like 5 or 6 different points and we lose our grid, our decaying grid. We're so concerned about communications and internet speed and what we can watch and how we can watch it on TV or on our computers, our laptops, that we're not focusing on the most important things, and that is our energy grid. Because without that, when that goes down, doesn't matter what kind of TV you have. Doesn't matter what kind of computer you have. What internet service. It's all going bye-bye. You know? And unless you have a battery-powered radio, and I figure something out, there goes my show, too. How are you going to be safe? How are you going to protect yourself? Think about that this holiday season instead of something that just caught your eye. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk, to not only get you going, is to keep you safe as well. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be right back after this. Where did we go? 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And thank you so much to the lovely lady who just called to educate me and make sure that I knew that, you know, it's so hard when the different directions you take to Tahoe, it's like, where is that? That noise behind me is the landscaper blowing the leaves around. Why he chooses this time every day, I'm not quite sure. But I totally agree with you. Thank you for calling. And Tom Steyer is exactly what you said. We won't say that on the air. I think they're trying to censor me right now. But Glenbrook, where he has a home, is in Douglas County, not Washoe County. But still, same thing. If you care about Nevada, you know, I got the counties wrong, but it's all the same thing because we are all Northern Nevada. And it makes me wonder how, you know, when these tragedies happen, Heiko, thank you for that email, you know, whether it be a shooting tragedy or at one of the schools or a tragedy at work, especially when it has something to do with the state, all of a sudden, all of these grief counselors and all of these stress counselors come out of the woodworks. Where are all these people on a daily basis? That's a good question. Now, do we really have that big of a shortage? Where is the shortage? Who's not hiring people? I went back and I listened again to the podcast from last Thursday when we were having our high five turkey drive for Fish, Friends in Service Helping, which, by the way, they need another 500 turkeys before the end of the year to meet their goal of 1,000 for this holiday season. I went back and listened to that because Jenny Breckus had joined me, and prioritizing money. I guess you have to have more of a backbone and be the bad guy. You have to be the bad guy with people's money and say, you know what? We've got people freezing and people that may die on the streets. You have one side that says natural selection. You have the other side. Where's your compassion? Either way, the taxpayer is going to have to pay for it. Sorry to tell you that. But I would rather my money go to saving a life, even if they feel that their life isn't worth fighting for, than having it go for art. Having it go for things that other people can volunteer, that other people can raise money for. I don't think that the city and the county should be in the business. Again, did you hear that first part of that statement? I think. This is just my opinion. That we should be putting money, taxpayer dollars should not be going towards other people's entertainment. Whether it be a camp, whether it be art, whether it be whatever. And let me tell you why. And let me tell you how to fix it. Because taxes were not designed to do that. Fees were not designed to do that. Health, welfare, security. That's the problem. Everybody wants something for their programs. That's not the way it was designed. No city or county money should go to school bands, should go to art projects. You know why? Because if you have something that people really want to see happen, that they want to have done, there are those of means to make it happen. There are those who can financially afford to see that the arts are funded, to see that music is funded, to see that the kids are funded for camp. The Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. We need to focus on the life-saving and the protection. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1.